Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from the Embassy of Japan.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Roughly two dozen House Republicans went to the White House yesterday for a meeting with President Donald Trump to talk about trade and the USMCA. We spoke to a number of people who were there who described it as a good meeting, but of course, this is Donald Trump, so there were a few interesting asides. President Trump called House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff a pencil neck and said he was probably a horrible golfer who could only drive the ball 50 yards. This is not far for the non-golfers out there. Trump also told Republicans who were gathered in the cabinet room that Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell has, quote, no feel for the economy and compared him to a bad putter, yet another golf metaphor.
The president also said Republicans shouldn't let Democrats off the hook for how they treated him and his family in regards to allegations of Russia collusion over the past 2 years. He said Democrats have no credibility, and just because Robert Mueller is done does not mean Republicans should move on. Our sources said this was a reference to his desire that the GOP investigate allegations of misdeeds by Democrats. Trump told Republicans that the U.S. has had decades of bad trade policies and said the tariffs he has put on other countries are working. He said America needs the new NAFTA to keep the economy booming. This is the first time the president has engaged with a large group of House GOP lawmakers on USMCA, his top legislative priority. Of course, Democrats, and specifically Speaker Nancy Pelosi, are key to when and whether Trump can secure a trade win.
We've got a new Politico Morning Consult poll out this morning. Stephen Shepard writes that nearly half of voters, 47%, believe that Donald Trump tried to impede or obstruct the investigation into whether his campaign had ties to Russia. From 30,000 feet, the New York Times is a story by Peter Baker looking at how the Mueller investigation erased a line drawn after Watergate. Burgess Everett and John Bresnahan write that the president is doing a victory lap after Mueller and is looking to push an aggressive agenda now that the investigation is over.
Here's a headline sure to throw Trump world into a tizzy. The Washington Post writes, undoubtedly there is collusion. Trump antagonist Adam Schiff doubles down after Mueller finds no conspiracy. And behind the scenes, Eliana Johnson and Burgess Everett write that Trump's latest push on Obamacare was over the objections of his HHS Secretary Alex Azar and AG Bill Barr. Allies of acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney were behind the effort. And Sarah Ferris and Heather Cagle have the latest on a rift between Democrats over raising the minimum wage. Several red state Democrats oppose their party's $15 minimum wage bill. This comes as Rebecca Rainey scooped that McDonald's has stopped lobbying against a minimum wage hike.
On the Federal Reserve beat, Trump's pick of Stephen Moore to join the Federal Reserve Board is causing concern among some bankers. Meanwhile, Moore is quoted in the New York Times saying he doesn't believe anybody can reasonably call him a sycophant for Trump. Meanwhile, the FAA is facing a loss of trust as Congress begins to probe the troubled Boeing 737 MAX. And on the 2020 front, CNN reports that Kirsten Gillibrand supported gun rights, including the right to own handguns, during her time in the House. A big change from where she is now on the campaign trail.
And in the juice, Stuart Stevens is taking a leave of absence from strategic partners and media to work on the Bill Weld campaign and work on a book project. The firm will not be working on Weld's campaign. And the LA Times reports Michelle Obama's book has sold almost 10 million copies. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Wednesday. The president is having lunch with Vice President Mike Pence at 12:30 p.m. in the private dining room. He will present the Medal of Honor at 4 p.m. in the East Room. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
A message from the Embassy of Japan, celebrating the gift of cherry blossom trees and the Japan-U.S. friendship. Did you know that in 1912, the mayor of Tokyo gave the original 3,000 cherry trees to Washington, D.C. as a gift of friendship to America? Each spring in D.C. and in cities nationwide, the cherry blossoms remind us of the beautiful, deep bonds that connect the two countries. Little flower, big story.